Mr. C, we were talking about hogs, right?
Yes.
And we were saying that I was talking about the teeth. Do they have big teeth? Hogs have big teeth. I mean, are there certain teeth?
There are the teeth, and they have tusks.
That's one of them, yeah. Just checking to see, why don't you say something about it?
Oh.
I can check and see what they...
The baby pigs have needle teeth. Mm-hmm. When they're born, they have to be removed.
Okay, why don't you say something so I can check the volume? My name is Kurt Milner.
My name is Kurt Call.
What do you put the hog's food in?
Hog trough.
Mm-hmm. When a calf is being weaned, what do you say it does? What sound does it make when it's being weaned?
Sucking.
No, when it's been...
It cries or...
Falls.
And at feeding time, what does a cow do at feeding time? How do you know it's time to feed the cows? What do they do? What sound do they make?
Chew.
They bawl.
Moo.
What about horses at feeding time? What else is it called? Anything else? What about whinny? When do they whinny?
This is something they don't like, perhaps.
Does it ever nicker?
Yes.
What about wicker?
No, nicker is for that.
Remember we were talking a little while ago about China eggs. What type of hen would sit on China eggs?
Glass hen?
Possibly, but...
It would be a laying hen or a setting hen.
What do you keep chickens in?
Coop.
Is it large or small?
Chicken coop is small. Chicken house
is just depends
larger.
When you're eating chicken, there's one part that is always, when I'm a kid, we always
eat
the
neck?
Over it. No. It's the bone. No, it's the bone. The kid.
Oh, the wishbone. Collar bone.
Now, it says here, a comprehensive term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf. What do you call the insides of a pig or a calf that you can eat?
Calf would be,
the heart.
Yeah, but is there one word...
General term for all the
for
insides.
All the insides that you can eat. No, the insides. The insides.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of the name of it right now. It means the liver and the heart together.